I'm staring at scattered rocks, scrub brush, dry packed dirt, and the crude Roman tools of execution. I see blood, tiny dark spots. They swim before my eyes, and I try to blink them away. There's a shadow cast along the ground, two figures fused into one dark shape on the earth, a Roman cross and my Lord. His head moves, I see the shadow, and I catch my breath. Or had I been holding my breath and now release it? It's hard enough to look at his shadow. I cannot get myself to look up at him. It's not possible, is it? Last night, only last night, I was sitting next to him, reclining with him at the table, my feet still tingling from his washing them. I am not referring to all of you, he had said, looking around at all of us. I know those I have chosen, but this is to fulfill Scripture. He who shares my bread has lifted up his heel against me. He said that, and then it got strange. It was like some shadowy thing had slipped into the room. Jesus sat very still, his eyes downcast. I'd never seen him quite like that. And then he said it. He put words to the shadowy chill that had come into the room. I tell you the truth, he said. One of you is going to betray me. Somebody from across the table moved. It was Simon Peter. He was signaling to me. I looked at him. Ask him which one he means, he whispered. He spread his hands to indicate everyone around the table. I didn't really think about it. I just reacted. I leaned closer to Jesus, leaned right against him. Lord, I said, who is it? I asked him almost casually, despite the odd feeling in the room. The truth was, I did not know what I was saying. Like when James and I had asked to be seated at his right and left hand in glory, we did not know what we were asking, and Jesus told us so. But that wasn't his response to me this time. He said, it is the one to whom I will give this piece of bread when I have dipped it in the dish. This was it. He was going to single one of us out. He dipped the bread into the bowl and then lifted it. He handed it to Judas. When Judas took the piece of bread, the shadow in the room seemed to go with it. Jesus looked at Judas. What you are about to do, do quickly. Judas got up from the table and left the room. The piece of bread was gone. But I was confused. Had Jesus answered my question? Where was Judas going? Was he going to get something else for the feast? Was he going out to give something to the poor? After Judas left, Jesus taught us many more things. He spoke of God's glory. He told us to love one another. He said he was going to leave us soon, but that we should not be troubled. He was going to prepare a place for us, and he would come back and take us to be with him. Thomas asked him where he was going and how could we know the way. And Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. He taught us more, so much more, as if he had to get it all in one night. As he had washed my feet with water and dried them with the towel from around his waist, so his words washed over my mind, my heart, my soul. It was wonderful, beautiful, overwhelming, exhausting. Later, Jesus went out to the garden to pray, as he often did, and he took Peter and James and me with him. He asked us to stay awake with him at that late hour, but we didn't. I couldn't keep my eyes open. Jesus came back twice to wake us up and urge us, stay awake. But I only fell asleep again. I was dreaming. I dreamt of a vine and its branches spreading among the olive trees in the garden. I had I'd forgotten about Judas. But then, there he was, in the garden. And he wasn't alone. It appeared he had a small army with him. It was surreal, waking up to flickering torches and lanterns and swords. Everything was a bleary blur. And then they were taking Jesus away. He let them take him away. He had been betrayed by one of us. Lord, who is it? I asked. It is the one to whom I will give this piece of bread. What you are about to do, do quickly. Judas had not gone out for more supplies for the feast or to give something to the poor. He'd gone to get them. I still cannot look up. It's all I can do to keep myself here, to stand this close to the violence, this close to the blood, this close to my Lord as he hangs on that wretched cross. I want to run away. I want to attack those soldiers who are playing a game with his clothes. I want to scream at them, to thunder at them, to stop. I want to wake up from this nightmare. Was it really only last night I had leaned against him at the table, that I'd heard his words, that I'd felt his love? Dear woman, it's his voice. He speaks from the cross. His mother Mary stands nearby. We're together, yet we're all alone. Finally, I look up at him. All that blood. His eyes are on his mother. Here is your son, he says. And I can feel his eyes move to me. I can't breathe. Here is your mother, he says to me. If I didn't know it was him, I wouldn't recognize him. There's blood everywhere. He's so alone. Yet he's giving me his mother. I try to put my arm around her, but I can't even breathe. His beard is matted and crusty with blood. I notice one dark drop fall all the way down to the dirt. I catch my breath. And when I look back up, I don't see the blood or the violence. I see him. And I see love. I see love.